Well, very good, John. Sounds like you got quite a setup. Me personally, I got involved back in the late 60s, and but then, you know, life came along, and kids, and career, and, you know, my wife has been more interested in boats and things than radio, so I got away from it. Never really did much with it, and then here just this past December, as soon as the, I started studying back in August, and then in December when the government reopened, I took the first test offered at the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, so I got my technician at that time. And as far as equipment, I've got a Anytone 578 DMR analog in the mobile, and then I bring it in the house. I'm not using it right now. I'm struggling to program it. One of the guys at the club said he had a code plug for it. But as far as in my base here, I've got an HT, and it's 8-watt HT. And I like building things, so I built a simple J-pole during the winter, and I got tired of waiting around for the weather to change. I got tired of waiting around for the weather to change, and I took a shovel right up near the house where the frost, there was no frost, and I stomped it in the ground, and I strapped this J-pole on there, and it's up about 10 feet to the tip. In the air, it's got real good match, and I talk all over Detroit metropolitan area with that thing. And there's a repeater receiver about 15 miles from me, and so that's what I'm talking off of right now. But you know, the guys are telling me, oh, you got to buy this diamond antenna or this comet or this tribander and all this. I said, well, I don't know, this is working pretty good, and I'm planning on putting it up on. And my house, I got a two-story house with a chimney. I'm going to be mounting it on that, and it'll be up about 35 feet off the ground. That'll put me about close to 700 above sea level. So that won't be too bad. That won't be too bad. I'm hoping. I'm excited about it. Having a good time. KF8 FGS. Back to you. WBA PBD.